We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Did you know that we are all part of the same big family?
The family of God.
I am part of a family.
You are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God. I am part of a family.
You are part of a family.
We all belong to the family of God.
Bible, we can learn about the family of God. The Bible is filled with stories about God the Father and His children.
In the Old Testament, God made a promise to the people of Israel. He spoke to Abraham.
This is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations.
I will make you very fruitful.
I will make nations of you.
And kings will come from you.
I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you.
And your descendants after you for generations to come.
I will be your God.
I will give an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you.
I will be their God.
Father Abraham had many sons.
I am one, and so are you.
Thank you.
gave this promise, this covenant, to Abraham. And this promise was passed down through generations.
Through Isaac.
Through Jacob.
Through Joseph.
Then all the way to King David.
King Solomon.
And then to Jesus.
To you and to me.
And to all who believe in Jesus.
We are all part of the family of God. We believe that God is in control of everything.
We put our trust in Him.
God is our Father, and we are His children.
We believe in Jesus.
We believe that God sent Jesus to teach us.
And to save us.
We believe that Jesus died for us.
Jesus is the everlasting possession that God spoke of when He made the promise to Abraham.
We will live with them forever in heaven.
God's family will all be together.
1 John chapter 3 says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are."
What does it mean when the Bible says, "lavished upon us"?
Given us.
Given us. It's even more than given, though. It's like, it's so much.
More than we need.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's more than we need. Caitlin.
Smothered almost.
Oh, smothered. That's a good way of thinking about it. Think about God's love just so much that we just can't imagine.
We can swim in it.
You can swim in it. That's great. I love that. Yeah, Jessica.
He kind of pours down blessings on us.
Pours down. That's right. Oh, that's all beautiful, the way you said that. Well, how can you feel God's love in your life?
My dad doesn't have a job right now, but God's been providing everything we need.
Well, it's great that you can see that that's God's work. Yeah, Carolyn, how about you?
He helps me in school.
He helps you in school? How does he help you?
Like, sometimes I don't like riding the bus, and sometimes I don't want to go to school, and God's just always there with me.
Oh, that's beautiful the way you guys have recognized that it's God taking care of you, and God keeping you company, and God helping you, your family. God's love is around us all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Loves us so much, and He wants us to share His love with others. Who can remember the commandments that Jesus gave us?
Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
And love your neighbor as yourself.
The Bible says, "We love because He first loved us. If anyone says he loves God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen."
Are you guys sharing your love?
I try.
Try? That's good.
It's hard.
And it's really easy to love your friends and love people who are real kind to you, but it's not so easy to love people who are not so nice to you, is it?
We're lucky we get second chances.
That's right. We do. We get second chances.
And third chances. And fourth.
There you go.
And sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth.
That's right. And you know, God will help us learn how to love. He's always there with you. Right, Carolyn?
Yeah.
His love surrounds us. Jessica, how about if you read the verse from 1 John chapter 3 again?
How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, thank you for calling us to be your children, for the amazing gift of love that you give us every day. Help us to learn how to love the way you love, to serve you and to honor you with the life that we live. We want others to be able to see you living in us. Help us share your message of love with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you will share this message of love with others.
And tell someone you know about our show.
We want our listening family to grow.
If you have something to share with us, a story, a favorite Bible verse, or a prayer request, please let us know.
You can write to us, Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit our website for more information about our ministry and about our music at www.karenandkids.com.
And remember, we are all part of an amazing family.
Share God's love
wherever you go.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written and produced by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson. Our music is recorded and produced by John Grant at Secret Sound. This program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.